This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get to the hotline. We welcome in David Steele, Sporting News. Follow him on Twitter at David_C_Steele, who joins us on the show. Hello, David.
Ken, how are you doing tonight?
David, I'm doing wonderful. Now, you're based in the Washington-Baltimore metro area, right?
I am.
You got your head to the ground. I'm based out of Cleveland. Let me know right now, the level of interest, even though it's in division, the level of interest between the Ravens and the Browns to consummate a trade with Josh Gordon at this hour. He laughs.
Interesting. I need to make a list of every wide receiver that's been tied to the Ravens in the last, 5 years? Like that, I mean, Des Bryant, of all the guys, Crabtree, who's the guy who came here, and Snead, and just everybody, you didn't think they would need to be thinking in those terms after week one when they played the Bills, and now we know a whole lot more about the Bills, so mm-hmm. You could sort of take that win with a grain of salt, and then you saw them go up to Cincinnati, and they looked a lot like the same Ravens we've been seeing ever since they won the Super Bowl, which is their offense and Joe Flacco just don't seem to be even related to each other a lot of times. The Ravens have done stranger things. They've made stranger pursuits of players and said that we have a strong enough locker room and organization to make it fit. I think maybe the argument against it would be is that they're not far enough, behind the teams they have to beat to have to make a move like that, but from them, why not? They need help.
David Steele joining us on the show. Real quick, we've seen him dominate one team, get dominated by another. Who are the real Ravens right now?
Unfortunately, I think they're closer to the team that was dominated, honestly. And it's not solely because the Bills are a bad team. We had these question marks, and again, they're the same question marks that you're going to every year. It's like, is the line going to be able to hold up? Is the offense going to be able to put all the pieces together? They add new pieces every year. They try to surround Joe Flacco with the right weapons. He is healthier now than he has been all year. He just didn't look that way against Cincinnati. It's going to be a long road for them. I think people kind of had them pegged correctly beginning of the year. They're going to be, again, around 500 or a couple of games above, and they'd probably get nosed out at the end of the season trying to get into the playoffs, just like they've been the last 2 or 3 years.
Even with Ozzie exiting, do you think that they would keep John Harbaugh in place, or is that like, well, we just got to see what they look like at the end of the season?
I don't think Harbaugh is like on any kind of hot seat or anything like that. Mm-hmm. He's now in double-digit seasons with this team. I mean, they believe in him. They like him. Steve Bisciotti, the owner, is obviously hard on these guys when they have disappointing seasons. I think if the bottom totally falls out, I think they'd have to, clean house from top to bottom. But if they hold on in there and they sort of fit the pieces back in the front office to sort of carry on what Ozzie has done, I think John Harbaugh would probably be able to survive, missing it one more time, as long as they seem to be making a little bit of progress on the field.
David Steele with a Sporting News. Follow him on Twitter at David C. Steele. I know it's early, but did the Jaguars make a statement this afternoon?
Yeah, they did. Absolutely. I think that people believed in them going in, but they really wanted to see it proven a little bit. They're still so new to the idea of being one of the elite teams in the league and in the AFC. The Patriots were sort of the perfect type of team that could come in there and sort of put them in their place, humble them a little bit, show them that it's not going to be that easy to make a big leap like that, but to really dominate them the way they did on both sides of the ball, I think sort of woke up the entire league and said, we wanted to see them prove something, and they sure did. And now I think that the rest of the conference is really going to be chasing them the rest of this year, including the Patriots. And that's not selling the Patriots short, because they somehow make it work every year after having starts like this. But I think that the Jaguars really did make, like I said, they made a statement.
Who are you most worried about after the first 2 weeks of the season, team-wise, not person-wise?
Wow, that's very interesting. That's because there are a lot of very worrisome teams on several levels. I'd like to figure out what the problem is with the Steelers. They have no business being 0-1-1. I mean, to say they're winless, okay, that's one thing. To say they're 0-1-1 just makes no sense whatsoever. They should not be looking as challenged as they are, and to struggle as much as they are at certain times of each game the way they have been so far. They should be a team, even without Le'Veon Bell, especially after they just jumped all over Le'Veon Bell the way they did and said that basically we don't need you anymore. We'll prove that we don't need you anymore. And to come out and lose it feels like two losses, but to play the way they did the first two games. They've got a lot to do to turn themselves around. I thought they were a team that could go to the Super Bowl with, even if they had to deal with the whole Le'Veon stuff. And the Steelers are just really very troubling to me right now.
David, even going back to last year, and this is one of the two teams that are picked to really compete for a Super Bowl in 2018. And I made a comment earlier tonight is like, okay, I can't see it being like Houston 93 or anything like that. But even without the Le'Veon Bell stuff, it feels to me like maybe and it's been 2 weeks for crying out loud, but the weight of the expectations are starting to really wear on their shoulders right now.
I think that's a good way of putting it. Yeah, I think that could be it, because I think what everyone's issue is with them is that they can't really figure out what is wrong with them, because they're loaded everywhere you look. I mean, or certainly they have all their strengths seem to be enough to overcome whatever weaknesses they have. You know what kind of front office they have. You know what kind of personnel they have. You know what kind of coach they have. You know, this is all going to land on Mike Tomlin, and his name continues to pop up in the context of why can't he get control of this? Why can't he get a grip on what's going on in his locker room? Why is this nonsense going on with his players seemingly, you know, week after week, year after year? They're too good to be just this unpredictable. So, yeah, I think this was a problem last year. That's why they didn't get past the second round. And it's a problem that's continuing this year. You would have thought that the lesson of last year would have, you know, gotten solved so that they would not be going through the same thing, but it feels like they're going through the same thing.
Are kickers getting worse?
You know, I don't know, because there's a kicker out there who should have a job who doesn't have a job. And if he had a job, Dan Bailey is who I'm talking about, you know, who should be getting a call, probably should be getting calls like right this very second. Maybe the kicking situations would be better. But something really bad is wrong right now. And I thought that everything was kind of straight. I thought that there was a big hiccup when they changed the extra point length. And that somehow threw everything off with all the kickers. But I thought everybody readjusted and recalibrated. After today, I'm not sure anymore. I don't know what's going on with a lot of these guys. It seems to be the same guys who are messing up all the time. And the old heads are the only ones who are doing well. The Adam Vinatieri's, you know, he's like 60 or 80 years old or however old he is. He's still looking great. But the brand new guys who are supposed to be, you know, taking over are stinking it up.
What would you do anything to fix? Because now it's been 2 weeks in a row, so now it's an epidemic. Would you do anything to fix the ties? I don't think you do anything. It's like, what the hell? It doesn't happen that often, and now it's happened 2 weeks in a row.
I can't. I don't think I even have. it's a problem. I'm clueless on that one. Up in the air.
Real quick, have you ever seen anything as bizarre as Vontae Davis retiring at halftime?
The only thing more bizarre is that you waited until now to ask me about that. I was absolutely sure we would spend this entire segment.
Really? Really?
I'm blown away by that.
We got big issues to go, not some guy who was, you know, I was trying to be dead on with you, David. I didn't realize. I'm sorry. Okay, your thoughts. Vontae Davis, he walks away at halftime. Your thoughts.
I feel bad because it's going to reflect so badly on him. And that probably sounds like an obvious thing for a guy like walking out and undressing in his ass. Because I've been a Vontae Davis fan. I think he's been an excellent player. He's also a native D.C. guy. He's Vernon Davis' brother. He's you know, I hate that that's going to taint his reputation forever. But again, it's just the latest thing that's happened to the Bills these last few years. And I think that if you were going to pick a team that would happen to, this year, in the middle of a game in week two, after just joining the team, the Bills would probably be the first team that you would pick that happening to. And I think that's a problem that the Bills have to fix after they go through whatever it is they're going to go through, and sort of scolding and reprimanding and cursing out Vontae Davis and saying that, you know, we stand together in this locker room and we don't need guys like that, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They got to figure out what's wrong. Why, you know, what is wrong with that team? What, you know, and that goes from top to bottom. That just sounds like a problem. You know, I don't think he would do that with any other team.
Yeah.
But he did that with the Bills. I think the Bills sort of got to question themselves and ask why that happened.
David, I thank you very much for the time. It's been a blast. Follow this man on Twitter, @David_C_Steele. David, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.